News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to that story. Just 1 in 8 children in Ireland cycle to school regularly, according to new research published this morning. It also found almost half of parents cited safety concerns, and I suppose the lack of protected bike lanes as the reason for this. To discuss this, we're joined by Una Morrison, spokesperson for the Irish Cycling Campaign. Una, are you surprised by these figures, just 1 in 8 cycling to school regularly?
No, I'm not really surprised. Certainly not across the country, because there is so much more scope for us to improve our cycling infrastructure and our speed limits to make it a safer experience for everybody.
Do you think if there were better, like, for example, more cycle lanes and so on, do you think more people would cycle to school?
Yes, and we see that from the research, that lots of families would like their children to travel to school by bike or to walk. And it's the infrastructure and the safety concerns that's holding it back. At the moment, about one in five private car journeys are children going to school or college or childcare. And can you imagine how transformed our country could be if those journeys were made by different means, by public transport or bike or walking? You know, would really make a big difference to everyone in terms of cleaner air and more, you know, less traffic on the road, and be great for everyone. So I think the infrastructure improvements would really make a big difference.
2/3 of families who drive to school say it's not their preferred method, but it's the only practical option. Is there an element of self-justification about that?
No, I think, like, safety concerns are real. Particularly in areas where the speed limit is higher than the 30 kilometres that we're hoping to get through from local and central government. So it is scary. You know, areas around me where I cycle with my children.
Are you in an urban area or a rural area?
I'm in an urban area, yeah. I'm in Dublin. You know, some places cycle lanes then merge into shared lanes with buses. That's pretty darn scary when you're with kids. So, you know, you have to plan your route to avoid some of these pinch points or areas where there is no cycle lane. So I do understand that
Actually think it's even more intimidating driving or cycling around rural roads, because I think the speeds are so much higher and people just drive like lunatics around rural roads at times. At least in the city, there are certain constraints on,
Indeed,
traffic, like, on how fast you can actually travel.
I grew up in rural Sligo and was frankly not allowed cycle from my parents. And I lived 3 miles from town. So I didn't have that independent travel and that opportunity until I moved to Dublin and met my now husband. And he kind of taught me how to cycle in a city. But I was really, really scared. And then I realised it was the most efficient way to get around. I love a bit of efficiency. That was, we're kind of holding people back from that.
Are we being overly cautious, though? Are we wrapping our kids in cotton wool a little bit?
No, I don't think so. I think we really need routes, safe routes to school where people can have those options and parents and families can feel, you know, that they, like, our job is to keep our families safe. That's our job as a parent. I think knowing that route to school is safe, you know, that the junctions are safe, that people are respecting red lights, that we, and that the speed limits are reduced, as I said, and then also the infrastructure. I think all of those things combined will make a safer space for everybody to cycle.
Okay. So that's the overriding message from you. It's about more cycle lanes and better enforcement of the rules of the road.
Yes, and also the change in the speed limit that has been put forward in terms of urban areas being at 30 kilometres an hour. I think that will make a huge difference, making people feel safer as well.
Okay. Una Morrison, spokesperson for the Irish Cycling Campaign. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think out there. Do your kids cycle to school? Would you let them cycle to school? What do you think here?
I think I wouldn't in the city.
My eldest cycle to school every day. The other two don't or didn't, but that was kind of, they didn't want to. I used to cycle them to school all the time when I was.
Would you cycle in front of them on a bike?
I had all sorts of, you know, I had the.
Oh, you had the trailery thing.
Yeah,
all
well,
sorts.
It was before trailers, but it was a saddle on the back and the saddle on, you know, in front of me and stuff. But yeah, we tried to do it, but I can understand.
My kids walked to school. They didn't have to cycle because we lived quite close to the school. I think that in the suburbs, it's probably not as dangerous, but the city centre, I just see cyclists and they give me the fear.
Yeah. One listener says, never mind cycling to school. How about walking? My parents live in a small area in Dublin. If you trip up one end, you'd fall out the other. And yet parents there drive their kids to primary school. I do think there is quite a bit of that. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.